Okay, today's daf is Kalayim daf Lamed Vav, and we are Lamed Vav Amid Aleph on top. And we are still discussing, we just started discussing in the last parak, Karachas HaKerem, the vineyard of the vineyard laws, Rakilai HaKerem, the nuances and the new halachas relating to Kilai HaKerem as opposed to Kilai Zroim. So we mentioned that there is something called a karachas akerem, a bald spot within a kerem. There was a kerem, and then some of it got destroyed in the middle. So therefore, the halacha is how much the Mishnah discusses how much space has to be there in order to be able to plant in the middle of that space without having to be worried about the sides of the kerem. It used to be one big kerem. Now there's sides of kerem pieces of kerem on the side. So the last thing we said in the name of Rabbi Yossi was that one needs, in order for it to still be usher, to be a problem to plant in the middle of the kerem, it has to be that there is still large areas of the kerem on either side. And what's the definition of a kerem? We saw that from the Mishnah later on. That's be at least two rows and five vines. Right? If it's one big row, that's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that's okay. That's enough to be a kerem and not just a geffen. But Beis Hillel says that's to be at least two rows with five altogether. So that's the minimum. But so there has to be that on the sides. Because if there isn't that on the sides, then it's not no longer a kerem on the sides, and therefore one would be able to plant Zroim in the middle. So the Rabbi Yossi said, and the Gemara explains, that if it was Charav Me'emsa'o, as long as there is enough kerem on the sides, and the Brisa said, whether maybe on all four sides there's still, or on three sides, or at least on two sides. So now the Gemara says, hey Chavida, so let's explain that. How do you have kerem still on all four sides, or on three sides, or on two sides? That's how the Mara Fulda reads the Gemara. How is this? Or that's the Mara, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky also reads it. Hechi mishkachas lahadetanya. How do you find that which we just saw in the Braisa? Bein by arba ruchos, mishalosh ruchos, mishnei ruchos. Where do you find that? So says the Gemara. Hechavida chameshur min shova shova or sova sova. You start off with five rows of seven each. So imagine the picture: five rows of seven. You also have it in the picture of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You have five rows of seven. Nasav chad karmin, and you took one vineyard length. One vineyard length is three vines, because as we just said, remember according to Beis Hillel, you need to make a vineyard, you have to have at least three and two, so three is the longer vineyard length. So if you take three out from the middle, so imagine you have rows of five rows of seven, you take three out from the middle, so that will leave a kerem, meaning five, in two rows on each side. Ki is arba'a krumin v'tfasa b'nayin. So if you take out the three vines from the middle area, so then again, if you look in the pictures, so then there'll be a kerem surrounding on all four sides, because on all four sides you'll still have at least five vines in two rows, and you'll have space of three between the different rows in the vineyard. Nosav chad charon, if you take another row out, another row next to the middle one, so that is taman tlasa krumin, so then you'll have three krumim on three sides. On one of the sides it'll be too little to be considered a kerem, it'll be a geffen. But that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. V'trein b'nayin, you'll have two spaces of two between the rows. But the Iker point will be, you'll have three on the sides. Nosav chad chorin, and if you take out another one, is taman trein krumin. So if you take out three rows in a row going from north to south, so then at least on the east and the west, you'll still have the amount to be vineyards v'trein b'nayin, and space in between, the two rows of space in between. So that's how the Gemara explains how you get all the rows surrounding. Again, even if you only have two surrounding, then that still limits you into what you can plant in the middle. If you only have one on one side, that's too little, right? It goes down from four to three to two. If you have only one on one side, then you only have to be worried about being close to that wall, to that side, but on the other side, the opposite, that's not a kerem anymore, and therefore you wouldn't need to distance regarding kilai hakerem. Good. So now the Gemara says, Kahana Amar, we've had Kahana, we discussed Rav Kahana a couple of days ago in terms of whether he was a Kohen or not, and Eishas Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. So Kahana comes up again here. Kahana and Rabbi Yochanan. Kahana Amar, Kitchilas Mata'aso Osinoso. Kahana is referring to a Mishnah later on, a Daf Membeis. The Mishnah later on Daf Membeis Amar Aleph, still in this parak, tells us, if you look there for a minute, Hanoteh Shkei Shuros, How far, we just met according to Beis Hillel, you need at least two rows for every Karen. What's the distance between the two rows? How far away from each other can they be, and they'll still be considered one Karen? So Anoteh Shtei Shuros, Im Ein Beineihem Shmona Amos, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham. If, as long as there are less than eight Amos in between the two rows, then they're viewed as one Karen, and one is not allowed to plant there. If they're further away from each other, further than eight Amos, so then they are not viewed together, they're just individual gefanim, and there's no problem planting close to them. Hayu shalosh. But if there are three, if there are three rows, then you have even more flexibility. If you have two, then you, at maximum, you need eight amos in between, is too much, less than eight amos, you look together, but hayu shalosh, if there are three rows, then you could have 16. As long as you have less than 16 amos, lo yavizera l'sham, so then it's viewed as a kerem, and you can't plant there. If there's more, if there's 16 or more, then it wouldn't be, then there wouldn't be mitzarif. But as long as there's less than 8, if there are 2, and less than 16, if there are 3, that's what the Marafolda says there, mitzarfim lios kerem. And if not, they're viewed as separate vines, and they're not mitzarif. So, back to Ardaf. Kahana says, Kitrilas Mataasa Osonoso. Our Karachas HaKerem, which got destroyed in the middle, has the similar rules as if when you planted it originally. So again, we said, for it to be a Kerem, you need 16 Amos, up to 16 Amos, for three rows. So too, that's, Kahana says, there would be a parallel to that in our Mishnah. In other words, Beis Hillel will be like that Mishnah. Beis Shammai would be arguing on that Mishnah. Remember, because Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel says 16 Amos is the distance. If you have a Karachas HaKerem of 16 Amos, then you're allowed to plant in the middle. There's enough space. That's exactly what the Mishnah says later on, that if you have 16 Amos in between, so then they're not viewed together. There's enough space in between. Beis Shammai, in our Mishnah, that says 24 Amos, so that's why, because he argues on that Mishnah. He would say, Beis Shammai would say that to start, you would need 24. You would have, with, as long as they're within 24 of each other, not within 16, they're already viewed as a kerem, and you can't plant there. A big chumrah of Beis Shammai. So Kahana Omar, Kitchilas Mata'asa Osonoso, you make it like the beginning of planting. Beis Shammai, Omar Kitchilas Mata'asa Esrim Ba'arba. Beis Shammai would say the beginning. As long as they're within 24 amos, they're viewed together. That's one kerem. V'churbano esrim v'arba. In order for it to be, you be able to plant somewhere in the middle and not be considered encroaching on the kerem, it would have to be 24 amos. Right? That's what our Mishnah says. That's the Karachas. And Beis Hillel would agree to that Mishnah. Beis Shammai would not agree to that Mishnah. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Beis Shammai would agree to that Mishnah. That Mishnah doesn't say is not limited. Beis Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Shammai machmirin becharbano yosim mataasa. Ironically, Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis Shammai would require even more for the karachas, 24 amos, even more than he does for what he originally space would need. Yosim mataasa, tchilas mataasa sheish esrei becharbano esrim va'arba. Even though that Mishnah over there on Daf Mem Beis tells us that the space to start with is 16 amos, as long as it's within 16 amos, is viewed as a kerem. And any more than that, it's not viewed together, and you'd be able to plant there. That's unlike our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says, Karachas, Chorbano v'esrim ba'arba. But Chorbano, it would be worse, it would be esrim ba'arba, it would require 24. Why is that? Why would you require more when it got destroyed, more than when you started? So says the Marasilio, the last Dibra Maskal on the Amud, Mechamri Bechorbano Yosem Mata'asa, Dila Mata'asa Modula Beis Hillel. Right? Rabbi Yochanan is against Kahana. By the original planting, Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel. Da'ad Yudvav Shi'urei, up until 16 Amos is the Shi'ur. Kidzan Lakaman, Mem Beis, Gabi Karam, Al Gab Shel Gimel Shuros, Elisha Bechorbano Machmri Tvei. But regarding the Karachas, we're more machmir. Why? Tekima de Nesar Pamachas Neesar. Vein lahakel el kishlish nosaf. As we'll see. The principle of Kiva de Neesra Nesra. Once something is Neesar, once this area was a Kerem, to undo that status is harder. Kiva de Neesra Nesra. Right, we have that principle in various places in Shas, Kiva de Neesra Nesra. We have that by by dichui, right? Once something is ne'asar to be a carbon, kivon do nidche nidche. Once something is nidche nidche, then it's also to be a carbon. We have the principle on muksa on Shabbos and Yontif. Right, we say migu diskatsoi ben ashra. Each of these are their own separate topic, but they're all similar. Once a status starts, it's there. Migu diskatsoi ben ashmashus is katsoi lekula yoma. Once something is muksa when Shabbos starts, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Something could become muksa, but something can't become unmuksa on Shabbos unless there were conditions when Shabbos or Yontif started that I knew what's called Yosheva Mitzapeh. If I have a very wet, dripping clothes when Shabbos starts, but I know on Shabbos it's going to get dry, that's Yosheva Mitzapeh, that would be that wouldn't be Muksa once it gets undone. If I know clothing is going to dry, just as one example. Or I have what's called, the Gemara talks about drying fruit on the roof. So if I know those dried fruit are going to dry on Yontif or on Shabbos, then we don't say there is Muksa there. But generally we say, Kivan du Iskatsoi ben Ashmashos, Iskatsoi lekulayoma, it's Muksa for the whole Yontif, because once the status comes, the status comes. It also comes up by Xeris, by Dinim Drabanan. You know, Kivan wants Davar Shiva Minyan. Davar Shiva Minyan is Nasar. Okay, if there's Minyan Acher Lahatiro, the Gemara in Beitza, then we would allow it in certain circumstances. But up until that point, right, most of the time we say, even if the reason of someone doesn't apply, then the Halacha would still apply. Right, that's the Akiva de Nasra Nasra by Dinim Durabanan. Just to review some of those Halachas in Hilchos Mamram, the Rambam says that the Rabbanan have the power, a person, an individual can't undo a din, but the Bezdin, a greater Bezdin has the power to undo a din. Let me just read the Rambam that I wanted to spoke about. Bezdin shegazru gzeiru eskinu takana v'nihu gomina gopasha adamar b'chal Yisrael. If there's a Bezdin that made a din, upasha, and it was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, v'amar acharein Bezdin acher, u'pikesh la'atel divar rishonim, v'lakar osa takana, and the later Bezdin wanted to undo it, that takana, v'osa gzeiru, v'osa minag, eino yachol. Unless the later one is greater in chachma and minyan, whatever that means, the Rambam talks about it. But the next Rambam says, "Vamed v'ramamurim b'dvarim shelo asru osan kedei la'aso siyog elashar dine Torah. Aval dvarim shero bezdin ligzar ole esar osan la'aso siyog. But if it's a siyog or a gzera, in pashat isuran b'chol Yisrael." Ein bezdin agadol acher yachol la'akron la'tiran afilu hu gadol min harishonim. If it's a gzeru siyag, it's aser. Kima de nasra, nasra. Where does that come from? That's a good question, but that's not. But that's the Rambam, the principle of kima de nasra, nasra. Then the Rambam continues. V'yesh lo bezdin la'akar af dvaram elu l'fisha. The bezdin does have power to uproot dinim temporarily. Afal pishu katam min harishonim. Even if they're smaller, l'fshlo yiu gzeru zelu chamur midivrei Torah atzma. Even midivrei Torah, Bezdin can uproot if it's to be mechazik the das. If they need to prevent Bezdin, the Klal Yisrael, from doing something, they're allowed to temporarily knock out a mitzvah, violate an avera. Kishem, and the Rambam gives his famous mashal. It's famous if you know it. We'll make it famous. Kishem shaharofe chotech yado oraglo shalzeh. Just like Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes a doctor needs to amputate an arm or a leg, kedesh yichya kulo, so that the whole organism lives. Kach bezdin morin bizmamen azmanim. So too bezdin does that. La'avar al mixas mitzvos lefisha. Bezdin violates sometimes certain mitzvos. Kedesh yiskaimu kulan. Kederach shamar chachamim harishonim. Chalel alav shabbos achas. Kedesh yishmar shabbos osharbe. So sometimes, again, the big sugyas, but sometimes bezdin makes a din, and we say that kivan de ne'esra, ne'esra. Sometimes we don't say that. Sometimes we have, we discussed this, I think, I'm not sure how recently, but sometimes we have, it seems like, dinim, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the halacha won't apply anymore. And the question is, when is that? Those are the exceptions to the rule, right? There's a Tosfos in Maseches Beitza that all the Achronim wonder about. Tosfos in Beitza on Daf Lamed, Tosfos discusses the clapping and dancing on Shabbos and Yontif, where the Gemara talks about Shema Yisakein Kleishir, and Tosfos says, Daf Lamed in Beitza, L'didon Shari, the Dafka B'yameyan, Shebekian Lasos Kleishir, only in those days where they were experts and they knew how to fix their musical instruments, Shayach Lemigzar. Then you can make a Gzeira. Avaladi Don, Einon Bekian Lasos Kleishir, Velo Shayach Lemigzar. So Tosfos knocks out a Gzeira Drabanan, right, based on the fact that the reason doesn't apply anymore. Again, it's an extension of Gzeira. The Gzeira is to play musical instruments. because you might come to fix it. An extension of that gzeira is clapping and singing and dancing and the like. That Tosfos knocked out the extension of that gzeira because it doesn't apply. It's still a chiddush. That's what Tosfos does. And it's not just a Tosfos. The Rama quotes this. The Rama quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos. And again, the Mefarshim wonder, how is it that they knocked this out if it is a Din Rabbanan? So again, there are a few of those. The Koheles Yaakov, the Baal Mishkanos Yaakov, discusses this relating to a number of halachas. The Beis Yosef writes in Kuf Chav Ches, in Arachayim, there's a din. We know that if a Kohen has mumin on his hands, then he can't duchen, because people might come to look at his hands, and it might be distracting. But says the Beis Yosef, because Bizman Hazeh, Kohenim cover their hands with their talis, so they're allowed to duchen. So ask the Koheles Yaakov, the Mishkanos Yaakov, what do you mean? There's a din. They can't duchen. If they can't duchen, so then, you know, it doesn't matter if the reason doesn't apply. So how is it that we see here sometimes, okay, most of the times, Kiva Dinesa Nestra, like our Gemara says, but sometimes we see that the Gzeira falls away. Well, how is that? Just so another example, there's a Tshuva of the Rush in Klal Sheni, in Os Ches, where we know the Gemara tells us that they made a Gzeira because people were using fake Tcheles and they were getting swindled. They were paying for Tcheles, but they were only buying Kala de Ilam, which looked like Tcheles, but they were putting it on their woolen strings with their flax baguette, and if it's real tcheles, then it's atzidoch alosah, say that it's mutter. But it wasn't real tcheles. So people were wearing shatnez daraisa. So Chazal made a din that if you have a flax baguette, no tzitzis. Or you don't even wear flax bagadin. But if you have a flax baguette, don't put on tzitzis. So the Rush talks about in this tshuva that he came to a new country, and he sees that they're all wearing these bagadin. And the question is, how are they doing it? How are they doing it? It's, as he says, it must be because the time of the Isra is Yadua. One second. If Chazal made a din, then how could they uproot it? So the Koheles Yaakov suggests that maybe, usually we say Kiva Shenesra Nesra, and once there's a din, so then it can't be gotten rid of. But once in a while, the din falls away. When is that? When do you say the reason has to be built in if it's knocking out a mitzvah daraisa? If the Rabbana knocked out a mitzvah daraisa, then you have to say the reason is built in. Because they can't just knock out a mitzvah. It's for a reason. So once the reason doesn't apply, so then we could say the gzeira doesn't apply. So not taking medicine on Shabbos. Okay, can't take medicine on Shabbos. That's even if you want to say the reason doesn't apply because we don't crush medicines today, even though we do in some countries. But knocking out Birchas Kohanim, that's a mitzvah daraisa. You have to say the reason is built in there. Because if not, you know, then you're not going to do a mitzvah daraisa even without the reason, or that tshuva of the Rush, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Or maybe Tosfos. Maybe it's referring to Oneg Yontif, right? Singing and dancing and clapping. So it could be. There's also the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the... Shin Gimel is about issues of Hotza'ah and Tachshitim of an Isha. So in Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, the Bir Halacha wonders if we don't have, let's find the, in Sif Ches, let me just find the Sif Yud Ches. Shulchan Aruch, that Bizman Hazeh could be V'hashta Deleslon Rishus Harabim Gamor. Right, if we don't have a Rishus HaRabim Gomor, Bizman HaZeh. There is a day that there's no more Rishus HaRabim Gomor. So it says the Bir Halacha, V'yesh La'yein, L'shita Zu, Lama Ein Token, Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, B'Shabbos, Bizmanenu, Kima Deleka, Rishus HaRabim, Loshach Shem Yevrenu, Dalat Amos. The whole Gzeir, we knock out Rosh Hashanah, we knock out Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias, B'Shabbos, because you might come to carry in Rishus HaRabim, but if there is no Rishus HaRabim, so then why should they be a Gzeirah? So ask the Mefarshim on the Mishnah Berurah. I don't see it. Kiman Nesra de Nesra, right? Even once you made the Gzeira, you made the Gzeira. So what? The reason doesn't apply anymore. The answer is because you knocked out the Mitzvah Daraisa of Shofar. If you knock out the Mitzvah Daraisa of Shofar, so then there's something to talk about. And you can't just knock it out, even if the reason wouldn't apply. So there you have Kiva de Nesra Nesra. That's a principle that comes up in our Gemara, and it comes up other places too. You do have the opposite type of din also. But again, it's still about a status changing. Kiva de Hutra Hutra. Once something is matired, so then we're not going to unmatir it. Once it gets the status of heter, so then that's it, right? We have that in Kiddushin. Fascinating discussion in Kiddushin, the first parak of Kiddushin, we know is the longest parak in Shas, 40 daf. So in Chaf Aleph Amabes, right? And the right after the first half. So the Gemara there talks about a Kohen, if it's a Kohen allowed to take a Yefas Toar. So the Gemara there, in that context, talks about maybe a Kohen shouldn't be able to, but the Gemara compares that in the following, Yefas Toar. Chidishu Loshna Kohen Hu Loshna Yisrael. Should we say Yefas Toar, the woman in the battlefield, is mutter for every Jew? Odilma no, Shani Kohenim Hol Beribo and Mitzvah Yiseiros. Maybe Kohenim are different because they have extra mitzvahs. Rav says mutter, Shmuel says usser. Says the Gemara. The Machlokes is Bebia Rishona Lo Pligi Desho Shari. Bia Rishona on the battlefield, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, but Bia Rishona is okay because Lo Dibra Torah Kenegi Yitzahara. The Machlokes is Bia Shnia. Rav says mutter. Why? Hol vishtri ishtri. Since it was mutter is mutter. Once the Kohen is allowed to take part in this relationship, say it's mutter. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says it's not allowed. So that's the Gemara. Hol vishtri ishtri. You have that by Rav. The Rashba has a fascinating comparison. You say hol vishtri ishtri. What about, asks the Rashba, there, Chaf Alchema Beis, in Kiddushin, Kashali, what about Yavama Minha Erisin? A Yavama Minha Erisin, she's still a Besula. She's mutter, let's say the Yavama was married to a Kohen, the Kohen dies, and his brother's the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is allowed, Yavama Minha Erisin is mutter to a Gadol Gadol Midaraisa, Bia Rishona. If you have Filachim, it'd be a Shnia Asira. Why don't you say Kivin the Hutra Hutra? If it's mutter, Bia Rishona, because of Asi Dogalosa, say, why don't you say Kivin the Hutra Hutra? Ask the Rashba. Says the Rashba, since it's not based on a mefurish heter in the Torah, but it's just based on asi dechalos asay, it's not good enough. Maybe it's different between hutra and dechuya. The hasam lo shari le niel le kara behedya. There, the pasuk doesn't matir ella de medrash kadarshina mishim de asi asay v'dechilos asay. Ube bi arishona diika asay sharya shnia delek asay asira. Avolkan yifas toar. The Torah says mutter. Avolkan de shari le behedya. Avolochilik ben bi alabia. Amrin and Hol the Ishtri. There we say, once it's mutter, it is mutter. So that is the Rashba. And then he says, and what about Eishes Ach? Velo Hol Dami El Eishes Ach to Shaya Behedyo. Velo Amrin and Bia Rishona, Shaya Bia Shnia. Vim Tomar. If that's true, so why does Shmuel say Asur? Rav says, Kivin Hutra Hutra. It sounds like a great Svara. So why does Shmuel say Asur? Vyesh Lomar, Delo Dami. Why isn't it like Yibum? Right? Eishes Ach. There's a mitzvah forever. Maybe that means hutra. You can't compare the heter of yifas toar and the heter of yibum. Right, the heter of yibum. Lo damya, that's only similar to me too. Elamisha achzu bumis. He's in a trance. Right after the trance, he comes out of it. So too here. That's the Rashba here, but again, that's Kiva de Hutra Hutra. So we have Kiva de Nasra Nasra, that's our Gemara, and we also have Kiva de Hutra Hutra. So back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas, Kahanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis Shammai agrees to that Mishnah later on at Daf Mem Beis, that the beginning section, when you plant to have vines, you need, as that you can have them within 16 amos. But when there's a nechra by karachas, so you need 24 amos. And the relation, what's the ratio? The Gemara continues, v'chala dvarim beishamai mosif in shlish. Beishamai is mosif a shlish. What we call a shlish mi levar. It's a shlish, it's a third, once it's added on. So there, 16 is what you need to start. 24 is what you need by the karachas. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If it's always a third more, then what about Mechola Kerem? Right, that's what we said, the second part of the Mishnah. The Mechola Kerem, remember, it's the circle around. Maybe they dance there. Mechola Kerem. So if you need a third, so Altati de Beishamai Shmon Esrei. Beishamai should need 18, since Me'ikar Adin, what's the Ikar Adin? Beisilel? Altati de Beisilel Shem Esrei. But that's not Shlishmi Levar. 12 to 18, it doesn't work. Vataninan. I'm sorry, that's woodwork. 12 to 18 would work, because it's a shlish, 6 times 3. But Vatanina, we learned in our Mishnah, Beishamai doesn't require 18. He only requires 16. Vatanina, Mechola Kerem, Beishamai Omrim Sheishas Reyama, or Beisel Omrim Shemas Reyama. But if you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan, that Beishamai is always most of shlish, milavar, it's always a shlish once you add on, then in our Mishnah he should require 18, because 18 is a third more than 12, not 16. So my answer is, Istabai Meimar, Tsemian Arba Amos Lavoda. Maybe by the Mechol HaKerem, take out the four. Remember, it's between a kerem and the wall and the fence. Just the first four, that's not included in the amount that we're dealing with. The first four, the Avodas HaKerem, that doesn't count. So besides those four, how much you need? Beis Hillel says you need 16 altogether. But how much, Beis Hillel says you need 12. So the 12 is not counting the four. So Nimsu, Shteim Esrael Daite, the Beis Shammai, Vishmona, Al de Beis Hillel. So if you're not counting the four Avodas HaKerem, so Beis Hillel says 12. So, but if you're not counting the four, so it's 8. So 8. What's Shlishmi Levar of 8? That will be 12, and that's the 12 of Beis Shammai and the 8 of Beis Hillel. So it's a third more. It works out to be a third more. That's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Good. Let's continue a little more. Now the Gemara says maybe there's a totally different answer. The Mara Folda says a totally different shot of our Gemara. Of our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Beis Shammai requires 24 amos for the Karachas HaKerem, for the middle space, in order to plant something in between. And Beis Hillel says, no, less. Not 24, but Beis Hillel says 16. So where does that come from? Maybe Beis Shammai argues on everything we've set up until now in terms of the Shi'urim. What do we say? We said away from a Gefen is 6 Tfachim, away from a Kerem, 4 amos. Maybe that's only Beis Hillel 4 amos. Maybe Beis Shammai requires 8 amos away from a Geffen. And that's why he requires 24 in our Mishnah. Because 8 from the two sides of the Gefanim, right? 8 and 8, that's 16. And then inside, you have 4 and 4 for each of the sides that you're allowed to plant. Here we go. Vavodas HaGeffen. So Vavodas HaGeffen, 8 amos for each of the Kramim. Al Daite de Beis Shammai, 8 amos. Vatet de Beis Hillel, 4 amos. Change that girsa. So if Beis Shammai requires 8 amos per Geffen, that's why he needs 24. So you have 8 coming out of each side, and then 8 in the middle, 4 for a significant growth of whatever you're planting there, related to each side. So maybe that's the fundamental. Beis Shammai argues on so many sources, and says the Avodas HaKerem is 8 and not 4. Says the Gemara, how could you say that? Vad taninan, give you one example, and then next time I'll have another example. Leficha chazrei arba amos shebekerem. The Mishnah later on Daf Mem, talks about if somebody plants illegally in the space near a kerem, how much of the kerem is asered? How much of the kerem is asered? So the Mishnah playing off of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about, well, how many rows is a kerem? Beis Shammai, if you remember, says even one row could be a kerem. If it is 5 in one row, Beis Hillel says no, 2. So the minimum rows of Beis Hillel is 2, so if anything is asered, it's going to be 2. Interesting, a chumra from Beis Hillel, because it's a chumra that flows from a kula. Right, this might not be on the list of the chumras of Beis Hillel, because it's really the fundamental sheet is a chumra. Beis Shammai says even just one row can be a keren, and Beis Hillel says 2. But as a function of that machlokes, we have this one. So the Mishnah says later on, Laficha chazrei Abraham Moshe Bekerem, if you plant in the Avodas HaKerem, Beis Shammai Omrim Kidei Shura Achaz. Beis Shammai says only one row is asered, because that one row could be a keren. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Kidei Shnei Shuras. Beis Hillel says, no, 2, because 2 is the minimum amount of a keren. One second, what do you see from there in that Mishnah? Arba Amos Shebekerem. So Arba Amos, you see the Avodas HaKerem is 4 Amos, not 8. So our answer is, Neimer begin Beis Hillel Tanite. Maybe, you're right, Beis Shammai would say it has to be 8, but we're talking about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel there. So it's just giving an example of the Avodas HaKerem. So it says the amount that Beis Hillel would say, but in a Chanami, Beis Shammai might require the 8 Amos. And the Gemara is going to ask from the next Mishnah also. Just remember, whenever we have Machloka Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they had serious machlokos. But it's always important to remember the Gemara in Yevamos. The Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Yevamos and the Gemara. Remember, the Mishnah says that even though they argued vehemently with each other, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel in Yevamos, the Mishnah says they argued about Saras Erva and issues of Mamzeris. But what does it say there? Avavish Elo Osim Elo Matirin, Elo Poslam Elo Machshirin, Lo Nimnu'u Beis Shammai Milisi Nashimi Beis Hillel, Below Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. They didn't prevent, they didn't intermarry. They did not intermarry. They did intermarry. They intermarried with each other because, as the Gemara says later on, Ahava v'chiba. The language of the Gemara is Chiba v'reyus no'agim zebazeh. Well, the Gemara Yudalim v'ezim Yevamos. Chiba v'reyus no'agim zebazeh. L'kayim ha'shenemar ha'emes v'shalom ehevu. Right? They had their disagreements. They had their disagreements about serious issues, but they had mutual respect. not just the Gemara says in Erev in Yud Gimel in the Bavli that why do we pass on like Beis Hillel because they were mocked him and they studied Beis Shammai's words, they were mocked in different Beis Shammai. So of course yes, Beis Hillel were humble and they studied the other words, but really it worked in both directions. Both directions they had the mutual respect for each other, even though they had very serious machlokos. The Mishnah also says there, back on Daf Yud Gimel, Kol Ataros v'Tameos Shayu Elam Atar v'Elam Atamin Lo Nimnu Osin Taros Elu. They didn't not eat in each other's houses. They mixed because they knew Beis Shammai Hillel is machlokos l'shem shemayim. But after all was said and done, they're all one am. Okay, we will stop here.